Y'all want to know what true ghetto-ness is? Like, ghetto. It's the fact that in 2023, I just tested positive for COVID. Bitch, if this isn't the universe just trying to be like, girl, I'm finna fuck you up, then I don't know what is. Because this is just straight ghetto. Toe. Ra-ta-ta-ta. Welcome back to the Shrive Me Please podcast. Brianna's gonna handle that intro later because I'm gonna be honest, I recorded this way back when. I think I recorded this podcast episode 2 weeks ago. Okay, my podcast episodes, they behind, okay? They are not very much caught up in my life. And that's just because I fell off of Podmas. Hardcore, okay? We all see it, we all heard it, we saw it, okay? We're gonna try again next month. Actually, if it's not in February, I might try again in March. We will have a completed Podmas 1 month, okay? We're gonna do from start to finish 30 straight days of podcasting. We're gonna do it, we're gonna commit. Every time I mess up, I'm gonna restart. And I always just thought, like, oh, when I restart, that means I have to try again now. But life got hectic. Like, it got really, really hectic. And then I was like, no, we said we'll restart. That means we can restart in another month. We can restart in a week. We can restart in a month. We can restart in 2 years. I ain't gonna wait that long. So we're just gonna restart. But yeah, what's happening? Honestly, I'm gonna leave that for the next podcast episode. Instead, I'm gonna let y'all stick to this one, but I will give y'all a little tea spiller for the next podcast episode. Y'all, I've low-key been the female version of Future, and I ain't even mean to, but we're just gonna leave it at that, okay? We're just gonna leave it at that. We'll explain what we gotta explain later, okay? Now, I just want to introduce y'all to the one, the only Mr. You know what? He introduces himself, I think. I'm out, y'all. These bodily aches and pains just ain't playing with me. And I just took another COVID test, too, hoping I would be negative. I'm still positive. But you know what? All I'm going to say is this is the most positivity I have ever received in my life. Usually it's so full of negatives. And recently it's just so many positives. Can I get a hallelujah?
Gentlemen, better than your favorite bad bitch. Turned the whole world into a savage middle. Fingin' all of my pictures just to remind y'all I ain't happening.
I shaved my legs yesterday.
What you mean,
And one thing about it, thanks for sure, I'm gonna do my intro when I'm doing anything recorded. But hi, guys, welcome back to another Distract Me Please podcast. My name is Bert Bermont. I'm here with my guest.
Bitch!
Brianna Rochelle Silva, and as you can tell from the distance, then her dryer just went off, her washer just went off, so she's attending to that. So let's come back to it. She always does this to me. She has nothing planned for today to record, so I can't even give her feedback on topics. I have to come up with it out my brain, and it's like stressful because when you're living a full-time podcasting life, you need help. Like, why aren't you helping? I can't do this on my own. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyways, back to it. It's time to stand. So we're back with my guest, Brianna Rochelle Silva. How are you doing today, lovely? How are you? Tell me about your day. We like to do this warm-up on my podcast where we introduce the guests and, like, give a little rundown, 1, 2. How is your heart content today?
My heart is not content. My heart is in my toes right now. What do you mean? Wow. Like, because, okay, what it always is, let's go therapy session. Come on, Connie.
Oh, real quick.
This entire time that I've been back from Dominica, I've been doing circles for my family. Mm. I was supposed to be Ubering, stacking my bank account. Mm-hmm. I've only been able to do that 2 days out of the 2 weeks I've been here. Because every day is a new phone call of go do this, go do that, come do this, come do that, go do this, go do that. Why haven't you done that? And I'm just like, what are you looking at?
The camera above your motherfucking bed. I don't like it.
That's the alarm sensor. If you pop bubblegum too loud under this while the alarm's on, it will set off the alarm because it's going to think that someone broke into the house. I've done that three times already.
As I said, I don't like it.
But yeah, and so my heart is in my toes mm-hmm. because it's really annoying, because this is what I mean every time I say I hate coming back to Houston, because then I just turn into their little slave. And my mom is like, you're being dramatic. Do you not like helping your mother? And I'm like, you don't understand how much of a full-time job you make it.
Personal assistant me. She said, yep, there you go. There's mm-hmm. a job. You wanted to, what's that word? What's that internship? You wanted to internship? This is your internship to life.
Apparently, and it's really annoying. Come here.
Also, Brianna hits this thing where every time I come and record with her, I start whispering, and I don't know where I get it. I can't help it.
Oh my god, let's fucking talk about it while I blow your ears.
please, I literally just turned up the volume on your mic all the way because you whisper, so could you not?
Let me fucking get to how annoying this podcast literally made me. Let's talk about the tea on the tea, can we? Because if I don't talk about it on here with her, who's gonna talk about it? Not Daniela. Let me name drop a little bit. Not nobody, right?
Yeah, Connie, you want to say some?
If you have a... She just licked it. I guess that was a hey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But,
Connie's an ESA.
And you're gonna need an ESA because you need a count. A live video recording count of how many times you say like.
I know.
You don't know.
Bro. I do know.
This is why I stopped listening.
Hey.
Your last episode.
I heard it.
Every 10 words was like.
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 words was like. And of course, talking about her family, I'm getting a family phone call.
I
know. I'll be back. Yeah, I'll be back.
Do I say like that many times in person?
No.
So I really just do that when I'm talking by myself?
You're not going to do it with me. So you maybe do it with Daniela and...
No, because when I record with guests, I don't say like that many times. But when I record by myself, I literally am like, if I was to do a drinking game mm-hmm. and I took a shot every time I said like, mm-hmm. I would have alcohol poisoning 10 minutes in.
Yes. Literally 10 minutes in. mm-hmm. No facts was lied.
Maybe even five.
I skipped like three episodes and I just like went straight. No, I was listening to an old episode mm-hmm. and I went straight into like yesterday's episode. I'm just call it the yesterday's episode. And every I was like, wow. I'm talking about how my boss is like a malleable person, but you're dead malleable. Anyways, moving on.
I hear yeah, it. It's an like issue. It's an issue. I know it is. And I'm trying to work on it because I don't even want to listen to my own podcast episodes because it's so annoying. How many times can a person say like in 1 minute?
56 minutes. The show is 56 minutes if it's not 36. And in all of those, you hear like mm-hmm. every minute.
I will literally, Connie, please stop. I will literally... sit there and be like, okay, so like, and then when I was like, and then they were like, but then like, why was it like that? And then like,
like I'm not saying I'm wrong, you know, but like, you know, like what it was. You make a whole like sentence. I'm like, wow. How do I join that league?
I don't know how it happened, why it happened. I do not understand how I fully have the capability to say like every few seconds because I say it so often that the sentence doesn't make sense anymore sometimes. That's because like, all you hear is like.
Like I just got done cleaning and then it was like so stressful. Like I can't even fathom how stressful it was.
But like it was dumb.
And that's her favorite combo. But like, like girl.
But like battle nothing. Like
don't even dead. Anyways, while I'm getting bored, I have a content for you. Name your I'm gonna give you top three because I only have top three right now.
Oh my god.
Name your top three black I'm gonna say YouTube that you really are into right now.
YouTubers?
Name your top three black entertainers.
Got you. First of all, number one that's on the list, love this girl. I literally can't stop binging her on TikTok. Her at is called Barbecue Sauce on My Yitties. She is so funny.
Where have I seen that?
Barbecue Sauce on My... Oh. Because she's such a good TikToker. She is so hilarious. And I just can't stop. I literally just can't stop. I watch all her lives. I watch it all. Number two.
The girl that's Miss Lotto.
Yes!
I was like, where do I know that? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She said, stop calling me Lotto because I dreamt that she was like, bitch, it's Big Lotto.
I was like, why do I know barbecue sauce? I just saw that weird ass name and I was like, bro, what? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. She's so funny. The second one, I do not remember how to pronounce her name, but it's the girl with the lashes who always gets drunk. And then she just did, fuck. Oh, here it is. This is what she's been doing all day.
I'll make you eat your throat. Don't talk.
She hasn't been throwing up. She's just been doing that. How do you pronounce this name? Kumani?
Mm-hmm. I've never seen this girl.
Okay. Oh my god.
She's next to a white man.
Oh yeah. Is that her man? Yeah, this is her man. Hmm. But she's still trying to pretend like it's not her man. But he's been in like almost every, I almost say YouTube video, almost every TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's her man's. Okay, girl. But she don't want to admit it's her man's. But it's her man's. Unless she already admitted it's her man's.
And they're just playing?
I don't know. But then the third one.
What does that one do before you even move on to the third one? Yeah.
Do you see her eyes? Yeah. What the hell? She's just like a funny lifestyle creator, basically. Like. Wait, let me show you the most recent one she posted that I was in love with. Is it this one?
This is a set up video. I thought that's how the thing did.
It is not that quickly. She has to speed it up.
Keep calm, Mary Jack, baby. Honestly, stop playing with TT. Stop playing with
TT. She's funny. She's so funny. And then my third one. Let's see. These are the two that I'm just like constantly searching for. The third one, let's see. Oh, he's funny too. Isaiah Xavier, he reminds me so much of you. I said what I said, and I stand on it. He's so funny. Every time he pops up, I'm there. I'm engaged. I am in for it. Yes, but another runner up would be this lady.
703, I was born that day.
She does nothing but cook for her mans and look good.
She is pretty black.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
So Brianna and I are on like two different sides of the internet, and I did not know that she made her TikTok black. Your Twitter is not. You're on the wrong side of Twitter. But your TikTok is very black. Mine is
because
super white.
Black content creators on TikTok are the only ones that keep me entertained. Indian.
Bitch, explain to me how my TikTok is out of language. It's not even American.
Oh, this other girl who be fine as hell.
I love her. Mm-hmm. She be asking people questions in that place. Like, girl, for what?
Yes. My TikTok is a nice mixture of, like, black and other races. See, like, here goes an Indian girl. I also do have a lot of Indians that I follow. But the minority content is where I stay on TikTok. Because they're the only ones who make good content on TikTok to me. What am I looking at? Deck the Halls, fa la la la.
My songs to put on videos. I don't have no regular songs. They're all Indian.
I'm playing.
They're all like... Stop playing Deck the Hall.
I wanted to play Deck the Hall.
No, play an actual song that's not going to be a song.
What are these recommended songs to you?
I don't know. And then look at the viral. Now it's changed, but like...
Yeah, every time I go to the viral songs, I just give up. Oh, that one's a good one.
Why are you giving me a... Like, you have no Nicki Minaj, no nothing.
No Nicki Minaj.
No City Girls, no nothing. No J. Cole, no nothing.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, you only give
if us... If you're listening to this podcast episode, I love you.
Hallelujah. You only give us TikTok, 3 TikTok people.
I give you 4. I give you the runner up.
So, okay, anyways.
Who's yours?
I wanted to say mine because I've been dying to say this somewhere. I don't know why. But mine is on YouTube, not TikTok, because I don't TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I love Goddamn Zoe. Like, his YouTubes are everything. And then Jessie Wu, a black Haitian girl, you know. Do you know Jessie Wu?
You don't know Jessie Wu?
I haven't been on YouTube. That's why I was like, oh, it has to be TikTok.
And then my last is someone I just found from Dominica is Deanna's Curve. D's Curve.
Oh, yeah. You showed me her.
Love her.
I've been obsessed with her ever since I saw her.
Things I don't want to see in 2023. That's funny.
I know.
Okay. She's gorgeous.
But I mainly watch like YouTube for their voice now. That's weird, but I might admit that.
That's fair. Yeah, I only use YouTube now for podcasts. I'm kind of over the lifestyle influencers. Like, don't get me wrong, I still like lifestyle content, but I kind of got over it because I just came to this place where I was like, you know, I'm actually kind of tired of watching people vlog a life for views. Instead of just showing like an actual life, like I want to see content of someone being like, so I have $5 in my bank account. I just crashed my car. I don't know where I'm going
to
get 500.
Me, I hate you so much, Brianna. You're trying to see my daily life on YouTube. Okay.
No, pull out a camera and start vlogging. I need the content, please.
Okay. This is the scratch that happened this morning.
Okay. Like, I want to see more content like that because, like, that's more realistic. Like, you know, the big achievements that people do, you know, where they're like, just bought my first house at 23, but it's with influencer money. I'm like, no, where's the 23-year-old who's like, so I just finished college. All my jobs aren't accepting me. So I got to go flip burgers for a month and then we'll try to apply for jobs. If that doesn't work out, we'll see if we can make it into grad school. It's like, I want to see more like the common person. I'm kind of over the influencer life. Mm-hmm.
Not that this is my day today.
Yes. I'm kind of over the influencer lifestyle.
Shit, bro, I woke up and I forgot I had to record this. Here we go. Back to life.
No, literally. Back to the damn, I woke up. I just got booked for a double today, so I'm gonna smoke this cig on this porch because I hope the cigarette kills me before my job does. All right, after I just finished crying, I put on some clothes and now I'm out the door. Like, I want more.
I thought you weren't censoring for the podcast.
Do censoring.
You said cig. When in your life have you ever smoked a cig? In your 23 years of breathing, have you touched a cigarette?
The only time that I've touched a cigarette is when I took my roommate's cigarette packet and wrote out the words no in the cigarettes just so I could be like, please stop smoking. So pick up a vape instead like a grown woman.
Why are you talking about work and saying pull out a cig? You know we don't cig on work.
Well, it's because I was thinking back to a TikTok video that I saw of a girl who made that exact content and she did smoke a cig in there. And anytime that I say, okay, if I don't say cig, I say cancer stick because cigarette is just too much on the tongue.
I was just saying, why didn't you say a blunt?
Oh, no, because I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about like an actual cancer stick.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You talked about somebody's day to day and going to work after for a double. Who the fuck is about to smoke a cigarette for a double?
Well, some people.
Maybe I need 3 blunts.
Well, some people don't like blunts, Ben. So some people smoke cigs.
We're in 2020.
And some people smoke blunts and cigs together. And I'm sorry, y'all need help.
Yes.
I'm calling y'all out.
They need Jesus.
I've seen it one too many times. It's a little too common for me.
Directly after, I need a cig.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Come again, what?
Or what started making me nervous for my friends is that all of them were like, oh yeah, vapes are becoming illegal. I'll pick up a cigarette. I'm not giving up nicotine and smoking. I said, huh? They're so dead set. Like, if they cannot find a vape while they're drinking, because drinking makes them want to vape more, they literally go buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke that shit. And I'm just like, guys, I love all of you, but I'm just owning you every time you touch a cig. A few PSAs. One, why have you not rated or reviewed this podcast? Two, Ben, do you hear how quietly you talk, which pisses me the fuck off? So now I have to go fucking edit this audio out the ass. Three, babes, I'm not kidding about the cigarettes. Y'all need to put this shit down. Come on, put it down. Put it down.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Are you or a loved one tired of consistently going to the grocery store to buy your groceries? The long lines, the people, the germs, because it's corona time and you don't know if there are sick people in the store around you. Well, baby, I got the fix. Instacart. Instacart is a grocery delivery service that can deliver groceries to you in as fast as 1 hour. Instacart has multiple stores available and you can shop all your favorites all on a single order. They will pick the freshest produce and keep your eggs safe. My listeners, if you click the link in the show notes, you'll get free delivery on your first order of over $35. Again, that is free delivery on your first order over $35. So go ahead, head to the show notes and sign up for Instacart today to get your groceries delivered to you. Cause baby, ain't nobody got time to be in the grocery store shopping. Okay, period. Back to the show. My friends be out here in these streets. I love all of them, but when they pick up that cig, I'm like, I'm out. Throw back to the time that I walked out on the balcony and there's just a cigarette sitting down there on the ground. And I said, who the fuck is smoking cigarettes? And I walked in and Josie was like, oh yeah, my bad. And I was like, Josie.
Magwisa.
You're going to have to translate. I don't have a Caribbean audience.
Oh my God.
Zero. Actually, that's a lie. Two people in the Caribbean. Listen to me. One person, Dominica. I'm hoping it's Keisha. Hey, Keisha. And one person from St. Lucia. Why are you laughing?
It's the hey, Keisha.
That's my girl, okay?
Yes, we know. We fucking got it.
Okay, don't be upset because I forgot you for 10 years, but I always remembered Keisha.
And you put it on the phone.
My bad.
Hello.
I have this one memory and I've been meaning to ask you this, but were you the person whose bike that I took and almost fell down going down the hill?
I only had a bike once in my life. And it could have been around that time too.
Because there's this vivid memory when I was 8 years old where I was like,
it could have been that time.
Was it? Because I just remember there were three guys there. One of them had a bike, and I was like, oh my God, can I ride your bike?
That Snapchat story you posted when you were walking down the hill around that big corner, That's the last memory I have of my bike. And I was going down that hill.
Stop, then it might have been you.
That's the last memory I have of that bike.
No, fuck you, because I also remember...
I fell on that bike too. That's...
I was going to say fuck you because I also remember on my last day there, I was wearing shorts and I hadn't shaved because I was there for a week. And then one of the guys, and I was like, is this Ben? Is this memory Ben? And then it had to have been you. And you were like, oh my God, your legs are hairy. And I was just like, whore. And I was so upset. So upset. I was so pissed.
LOL. I told Lynn that too.
That's why I didn't remember your ass, because I was like, bitch, you're lucky I didn't remember you, because if I would have remembered all of that and that would have been you, because I'm still like, to this moment, I'm still not sure because I do not remember. But if it was the whole bike thing, I remember being like, oh my God, you have a bike. Can I ride the bike? And then I wasn't comprehending that the hills were a lot steeper, because you know, at that point, I got used to going up and down them on my foot. So I was like, it's not going to be that bad on a bike. I didn't even pedal once and I just went, just remember all three boys just running behind me and I'm just like, was that Ben? It had to have been Ben. Like, this had to have been Ben.
Wow. Now I'm about to remember that memory because it
was it you? If you don't remember, be so upset. Do you at least remember telling me that I needed to shave my legs because I was hairy? Because I wanted to punch you in the face. Because if it was not you, then it was someone else's child. And I genuinely do not know. This is the only memory in my mind where I'm like, this might have been one of the times that I like met Ben and he was like, bitch, you ain't remember me every time you came down to Dominique.
But that memory of that bike... My uncle burnt that bike after that because I rode that bike till the wheels fell off. What color was the bike? Was it like a
black? Possibly. I actually don't remember the color of the bike. I think the bike was like pink or purple or black. Oh no, I would have remembered. Then no, it wasn't you because I do not remember. Then again, I don't remember analyzing. I want to say it was black.
I'm 23.
Yeah.
You said when you were 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time ago.
I know, and I do not
remember yesterday. I'm not going back there.
I don't remember the color of the bike. I just remember hopping on that bike being like, easy, breezy, beautiful. Whoa, damn. Like, it was so bad. And I just remember, pull the brake. And I'm trying to, it just was so goddamn steep.
That whole hill is a down. It don't stop.
It don't stop.
It stops. It pauses.
But even the pause is like yeah. From a 90 degree angle down to an 89 degree angle. That's what the pause is. Like, those hills are steep.
Nah, it stops literally at your grandma's house.
Yes.
Where the flat is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it goes right back down, further down.
Bitch. And I was sent up to my uncle's house one too many times for me. I'm like, I know this distance is short, but that hill is so steep that I was huffing and puffing.
You never go up straight. You always zigzag the whole
way. No. I just needed to get there and get back down.
And if you do go straight, you're like, you do like 3 walks and you're there.
I felt like I was doing the Michael Jackson lean, walking up that goddamn, because I couldn't stand up straight. Straight too much energy. If I leaned forward a little, gravity kind of helped push me up. Yep. Oh, God, that hill was steep. I kind of miss walking every day, though.
It's something about it. You can literally do it. No matter how steep the hills are, you just still gonna walk that walk.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, everybody's right next to you. It's like, okay, I'm not staying here. I'm gonna go do this walk.
Yeah, basically.
Because, like, to wait for a vehicle, you didn't get the privilege. To wait for a vehicle, I'm gonna drag you to Dominica one day where you get to experience Dominica without the
experiencing Dominica without a vehicle. I refuse.
I didn't say without a vehicle. Oh. I said you're gonna experience Dominica without the mother.
Oh.
I was gonna say something like prison words or like something crazy, but like I was like, no.
You're like, let's keep it chill.
Yeah. Without the parental guidance. There we go. Perfect.
The thing is, when it comes to Dominica, it's like my mom wants me to experience it without her because she feels so safe. And so anytime someone's going somewhere, she's like, oh, Brianna, go. And I'm just like, you think I know this place like that? No. And with the way I get catcalled every time the sun literally, even just a drop of light touches a fingernail on my body. No. On the bright side, because there's no guns, I loved telling men off. That was so fun.
Not because there's no guns.
Because I knew they weren't going to shoot me. If they wanted to really get mad and post up to me because I just turned them down, they had to come towards me and stab me. You think I was about to let them get into stabbing distance of me? No. So the amount of times, that day that I got sick, it was so funny. This guy literally, I was in the car because I was like, I'm not going inside, mom. Go do your errands. I'm sitting in this car and I'm just chilling. And it was still like, why are you making fun of her wheeze?
She woke the fuck up.
You ain't shit. She woke up. But I was like, I'm sitting in this car, and it was still the gas shortage, so she couldn't leave the AC running, so the windows were down, right? This random guy walks by and stops and just tries talking to me, and I was just like, no. No. And he just kept going and going, and I was like, no. And he just kept going, and literally my mom, like, he stood there for like maybe 15 seconds, 15 too long, keep in mind. And then my mom walked out with food for me. And then she was like, hey, move. No, she's not interested. And then he's like trying to tell my mom off and was like, but I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her. And she didn't tell me anything. And once he said that, I said, can you please go away? Can you please leave me alone? Can you please? And he kept trying to talk over. Please leave me alone. Please. And so then my mom was like, she said, leave her alone. And then he got so pissed. He just stared me down. And I was like, if he thinks I'm going to sit here and play fucking a staring contest with him. He got me fucked up. So I just looked away and then I looked down and then I looked at my mom and then I was eating my food. And he was just staring at me the entire time. And I was just like, and this is why I love it here, because in America, he would have shot me. In Dominica, if he tried to stab me, I would snatch the knife and stab him. And stand up in that courtroom like, and I did it. And I'll do it again.
And I'll do it again.
It's the one thing I like about Dominica. The laws, Jesus, the laws.
How did your mom drive?
She drove like she...
Speed limit?
Under it, just because it was the mountains. I mean, on flat land, she was just like, woo. But in the mountains, nah, we were going slow. And it made me feel better because I was still trying to get used to the up and down. I was so car sick. My ears had to pop 24/7. It wasn't funny.
So if we get you?
No, we never came across any fog, surprisingly. Ever. And we
no
were in
fog,
there. In
but the... Sofia gets you because of the mountain you say and your popping ears.
Oh, yes. True.
Because Sofia is the highest point. Well, not the highest point, but it's a high point because it's a mountain. And then you go down the mountain.
Yeah, that makes so much sense now.
I mean, you literally drive through the mountain.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware. I just didn't realize it was that... Well, I should have known because of the fog. Oh. I just didn't realize it was that high. Although there was someone...
I'm talking about it right now.
Huh?
I say I didn't either until I'm talking about it right now. It literally makes sense that we are the mountain. Mm-hmm. Like, we live in the mountain.
But it was fun, though, because it was so high up that when you get to, like, the peak right before you have to start going down, you get that nice, cool breeze right there. I was always windows down. And my mom, it's cold. And I'm like, no. Just windows down. I needed the cool breeze. But it was also that same area with the sulfur. Mm-hmm. And so it smelled like fucking...
Shit.
Yes.
Yep.
So nasty. But the breeze was always worth it.
Did you go there, though?
Not this time. Last time I was there, we did. But not this time.
Did they bring you one F?
No.
I told you it's in your backyard.
Babes, you don't understand. I got to the point where I just accepted that I wasn't going to touch my swimsuit in Dominica. And then finally, my mom was like, okay, Brianna, you talked about the beach too much. I'm taking you to Purple Turtle. And then the day that I was leaving.
You went Purple Turtle?
Yeah.
You don't even go to Tatan?
Mm-mm.
You pass Tatan to go to Purple Turtle.
So we went to Purple Turtle. That's just the one that my mom's used to. So I guess that's just the one she wants to go to. And we still almost didn't go because... how do you pronounce this girl's name? I realize when other people say it, because y'all can say it with the accent, it sounds right. But then when I say it, it sounds so white. Do you know who I'm talking about? Lymphia? Lymphia?
Yeah, just put a F. TH makes a F sound.
Oh.
Oh my God, what did they teach y'all in school?
Whatever, Lily.
Yeah, bitch. I hate that. Oh, Lymphia.
See, when you say it like that, I'm like...
Lymphia.
I'm like, that's how I say it in my head, but then when I say it out loud, I'm just sitting there like, Lymphia? Who said that?
The fuck? LOL. No.
So then, what's it called? So she was there, and then my mom was like, yeah, we're finna go to the beach. Do you want to go? And she was like, now I have a cold. Also, there's like a wind advisory or something happening where they're having like 10-foot waves somewhere out there. So the sea is rough at the beach, so people won't be there today. And I literally was like, I just can't get a break, can I? She was like, sorry, you came in December, Brianna. And then she like gave us the recommendation for the other beach. Because she was like, well, there's the wall of rocks that kind of breaks up the waves. So that might be easier. And I was like, I don't care. I'll drown in the water. And for real, we went to Purple Turtle and the waves are rough. Like we were on the shore and I'm just sitting there, you know, doing my little crouch on my knees because didn't want to go far out because of how rough it was. And I was being thrown back and forth on the shore. I was sitting there like, damn.
You have to go to Tatan. Tatan cleaner, first of all. It might not be dirtier because they just put the brand new hotel there. But Tatan was always like
Oh, cleaner. Then I know what you're talking about. We did pass it every time.
That's the first beach you, like, as soon as you leave the mountain, you literally get to the sea.
But that's
your first viewpoint as soon as you exit the mountain is a pretty beach, white beach.
I was about to say, but that's where all the white tourists were.
Yeah, because the beach is cleaner there. It's
I didn't want to be around them.
There's like, it's the perfect escape goat.
I didn't want to be around them. Talking about a scapegoat, I really need to call my mom and beg her to put my name in a raffle. They're trying to raffle off a pig or a goat. You're
still on that fucking pig raffle.
Oh yes, God. And I want the fucking goat.
Yeah, a goat.
It's either a pig or a goat. I don't remember. She said you can choose, or depending on what's available is what you'll get. But you'll either get a pig or a goat. And I literally was like, Mom, why do I feel like I'll win the goat? Because I'll be in the U.S. and that's just how life works.
It literally is.
I was like, just...
That's never they always win.
Thank you. That's what I'm like. That's literally how life works. They start
making it to where it's only people that's in the area.
Okay, well, fuck you. My grandmother's in the area, so she'll tie it behind her house.
And we'll cook that bitch for Christmas.
I swear to God, I will cook whoever the fuck tries to cook my goat. Don't try me.
Curry goat on me.
No, leave my goat there. In fact, I made best friends with the goat that was tied on one of the corners when going up Sufria. I don't know whose goat that was, but literally.
Yeah, you are so white saying Dominica names. So what? Say it again.
Leave, but out the window, ho. You don't even get the privilege of the door.
I gotta go anyways.
Fuck
what'd
off.
You say? So what?
It's Sufria.
It's not an A at the end. It's an E. Eh.
Sufria.
Yeah.
That does... No, that's not... You say it.
Sufria.
Thank you. That's an A.
Yeah.
Sufria.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Sufria. Peace up. Eight out.
No, man.
Oh, wait till you hear my mom's accent now. Have you talked to her while she's been down there? Babes, by day two of being down there and talking to everyone, I almost wanted to be like, where did this accent come from? I know her accent hasn't left since she's been in the States, but it's been diluted a little. Bitch, all the sayings came back. I forgot what she was telling me. And it was something that she wanted me to do here, or like buy something, look for something. And I was like, yeah, Mom, like they don't have it or whatever. Like, I can't do it. She was like, damn, man. They don't do it. And I was like, where'd the accent come from? I was like, her accent really came back like she's never left. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. So if you like even have like a 3-minute phone call with her, the accent is right back. Like it now. I was just like, mother.
Me as fuck. And then it always changes back to no accent as soon as you talk to your first white person.
Mm-hmm.
Not as soon as you get back to America, but as soon as you talk to your first white person, it's like, oh, yes, sir. How are you?
But see, my mom doesn't code switch for people. She doesn't believe in code switching. Whatever comes out of her mouth just comes out of her mouth.
I don't code switch. It's whatever comes out, but it automatically code switches. For me, it automatically does it.
Oh, fair.
But mine does it not when I speak to my first person, mm-hmm. as soon as I get to the place.
Okay, fair.
So as soon as I get there, it's like, okay.
I think it's going to take my mom a day or two for her accent to dilute again back to how it's been since she's been in America. But like... I'm so used to her accent, so I don't hear an accent. But now, because it came back so much stronger because she's been around the accent, I'm just like, what the fuck? Although, it's so weird to me because for some reason, I forget that, like, accents are something that, like, you get because, like, you've listened to the way people say things. So that's why people have accents. So it is so weird to me when, like, a 6-year-old is coming up to me with that strong-ass accent because I'm just like, huh? Like what? Like these two little girls are on the beach just talking. They just decided I was their best friend. I was over it. Let me tell you, I don't like kids. I'm sorry. I don't. Instantly wanted to befriend me. What's your name? Oh my God. And then this little girl came from my fucking throat and I was like, oh, you lucky. You lucky you're the younger one, because I would have drowned her for like 3 seconds. Because she literally looked at her older sister and went, she's so white. Do you see how white she, but in the Caribbean accent, okay? And just like, she's so pasty. And I was like, I literally was like, ah, ha, ha, yeah. I was so pissed. And then she saw my mom and goes, is that your mom? And I was like, yeah. She was like, how old is your mom? And I was like, 50. And she was like, oh, so when she turned 51, she dies. And I was like, when she said that, I was like, little girl, if you don't try me, I will throw you out into the deep end, right?
Oh, my God.
She really was trying to come for my neck. And I was just like, girl, 51. This girl, I had the audacity. And then she was like, your mom's older than my stepdad. And I was like, how old is your stepdad? 49. I almost want to be like, so he dies at 50.
Literally.
Oh, I hated that little girl. Oh, she was so annoying. She had this big ass stick beating the water because she was afraid of the water. And the older sister tried to jump on my back. Listen, sweethearts, I just don't like kids. I just don't like kids. I literally was like, mom, I'm over it. We're done. We're leaving. We're leaving the beach because my mom got cold in the water. The water was cold that day. And so my mom was just on the shore waiting for me to say I was done. And I was like, mom, I'm ready. But yeah, they just like tourist family from the cruise boat, but they were French.
You trying to go on a cruise?
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
When are you off?
Never. I'm so serious. I have to take summer classes, and it's looking like I have to take 2 summer classes this year because they're not offered during the semester. I can't take them at A&M during the semester.
Well, I'm going on a cruise, so I don't know about you. I'll let you know the date so you'll figure it out.
Bye. I'm trying to see if I can just do online classes this summer because I don't want to deal.
Yeah, do it on a cruise.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. But yeah, it's looking like I have to take 2 English classes over the summer, and I'm not looking for
a 2-week cruise.
A 2-week cruise?
It's 14 days.
No. Okay, listen, I enjoy a cruise. I love it. But what I was not prepared for was feeling claustrophobic on a boat, just like looking out at the water, because like you really can't leave. Like you're there. Like at least with the plane, even if you're on like a 12-hour flight, after 12 hours, you're off. But on a cruise, you are stuck there. You don't leave until your trip is done. And you're just on this tiny ass flotation device in the water.
I'm not spending 12 hours on a flight. Oh, I have to.
Depending on where you're going.
It's like 17 hours. Fuck.
The Dominica?
No. Germany.
You're going to Germany?
Girl, as soon as I get my passport or anything.
Or anything. Bye.
Let me know how to illegally get out this place.
Ben, your mic is turned up to full volume and I still fucking can barely hear you. Oh my God, speak up.
Anyways.
El Chapo's son's in prison. And right now the cartel has closed down the city of the prison that he's being held in. And there's no one going in, no one going out until the son is released. And curfews have started. And if you're on the street, you will be executed if you're out past curfew.
Nice.
Because the cartel is running it.
I'm about to do something to Brianna. And I'm sorry about that. But she's about to enjoy it anyways.
Who lives in a... Why is your algorithming? Ooh, my tweet. And then the...
I didn't even read that, but like it literally does that. And then it was like if you can hear the picture. That's what it says.
Wait, because I have to take a picture of that. Because why the fuck is it literally like, ooh, but then like he's already in the,
see what I mean. My phone always, my Twitter always algorithms. You and your weird ass.
Can you stop shaking?
No, I thought you couldn't see it.
I'm just like, wait. Oh, none of them came out blurry. My phone stabilized it, but literally you were just like, yeah. Oh my God. Anyways, ooh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants, absorbent and yellow and porous is he. Oh yeah, but if you ever make it over to narco TikTok, narco Twitter, you'll see all of it, which I didn't realize wasn't that common. I thought everyone was just on narco internet.
I don't know what that is.
Narco, the drug dealers.
I mean,
Yeah. But I'm not on that side of.
So you didn't see that video of when the cartel was trying to transport a bunch of drugs and on boat, and then the police were chasing them, so they were literally in a high speed boat chase.
Nope.
On TikTok.
No, ma'am.
Or when people start opening up the drug packages on TikTok.
No,
ma'am. Or when they're showing their distribution.
Like there's a lot.
No, yes. Ma'am. Are you at least on Prison Talk?
I'm not on TikTok.
You're not, so you haven't seen any of the videos of the people posted up in prison? Babes, there is literally a prison content creator who literally shows you his prison meals.
Right now my drafts is 291 and it's continuously going up. This is what I do on TikTok. Okay.
Babes, you gotta make it over to illegal TikTok. It is the best thing in the world. Wait, go back to that other one. Wait, you know what? I can just do it for you.
I go there.
Oh? Oh, my drafts are 243.
And then I do this. And then I do that. And then I do that. I wait for this to load. I'm like, okay, LOL. Bye.
Fair.
It literally lasts that long.
I'd be on TikTok. I'd just be doop, 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 doop.
I don't even do it on Instagram, sis. I'm sorry. I turned 20 and I stopped scrolling.
Oh, I do it on Instagram.
I'll scroll on Twitter. For like 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
But I'll do it on TikTok and the rest for like 2 seconds. I cannot. I'm sorry. I get real bored scrolling. And then there's nothing that entertains me. So I go on Twitter to scroll in. And I get real fucking annoying of scrolling and just reading when I could have scrolled and watched the video over at TikTok, you know? So then it gets like real annoying doing like the half and half. And it's like, oh my god, whatever. Niggas are like, pick up a book. Bitch, Twitter is a book.
It is.
Twitter is just words. There's no pictures. It's black and white. What are you talking about?
You ain't wrong.
I'm flipping pages like a motherfucker. Every day it's 100 chapters.
Period. I love Twitter. Girl, it's so nice.
It's always like a long ass paragraph.
It is. I've gotten to the point though, when I start seeing the Twitter threads, I just skip it. I'm sorry. Who got time to read that? Nope.
Sometimes I really go be interested and be like, okay, let's see. And then be like, no. Mm-hmm. I'd be looking for the funny ones and then it'd be mostly sad and then like real depressed. I'm like, no.
Anyways, let's end this so we can get to the after hours. Unless you don't want to stay for the after hours.
I'm not staying. Did you not see me already get a phone call? I lied and said I was supposed to be home at 8:30. 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, you're fine. You're staying like for 2 minutes of the after hours. But
what's the after hours? I never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, because it's my subscription part. What do you want me to plug for you? What social media do you want me to plug for you in the show notes?
Nothing. If you don't know me, then you will never know me. Hi. Bye.
So his TikTok. Follow us in the show notes. Socials are all there. Bye. See you in the after hours. Wait, I have to end off the podcast episode. We'll do it in the after hours. If you want to know what I'm doing, it's on my TikTok or in the after hours. Peace.